Thursday, August 15th, 2024. 82 days until the presidential election. And we're live from Trump National in Bedminster, New Jersey. We're live from the golf course right now. All right. You caught us. We're not actually live from the golf course. Maybe we wish we were. We're in the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. But we will be going live to Bedminster, Trump National Bedminster, in, I would guess, approximately about 30 minutes when Trump takes the podium for a press conference. And this is brilliant strategy from Trump to do interviews, do press conferences, do rallies, just the full spectrum campaign, while Kamala Harris is only doing the rallies and giving very little access to the media. She'll take like a question or two on the tarmac when she lands at a new city. In fact, the vice presidential press pool, this barely made the news, but the vice presidential press pool was called off. So for those that don't know, there's basically a press gaggle, follows the president, follows the vice president, and they even get access to Air Force One sometimes, Air Force Two, whatever, wherever they're going. There's that access that's granted. And the White House vice presidential press pool was canceled. They are hiding Kamala as much as humanly possible. Now, Kamala and Joe had an event today, their first joint event, campaign rally, since the coup was ran against Biden. And it's really just amazing. It's really just amazing what they're able to get away with as far as the things that they say. And I don't think we've ever had a situation. I mean, Kamala Harris, for all intents and purposes, is an incumbent. I know she's not, I mean, not yet, at least, the president. I mean, I don't know, maybe she is. But for all intents and purposes, it's basically an incumbent that's running for office. She's the vice president. And she's running as if she's going against the current policies that are broken. She's going against the current policies that have caused all the problems, as if she's not currently in the White House. I don't think anything like this has ever been seen before in American history. Is it working? Do the American people see through it? Well, that's the question. And I think we got some answers to that, too. We've got some answers to that, too, with some of the things that people are saying in response to this. So we got all that going on. And, oh, what is the new policy? First, Kamala Harris goes no tax on tips. Then she goes secure border. Oh, there's a new policy today that they're coming out with that they stole from Trump. And just like it was Kamala Harris that voted to tax tips, she had the deciding vote on the Inflation Reduction Act. Just like it was Kamala Harris that voted to tax your tips, made the final decision to tax your tips, it's the same phenomenon now with the latest policy. They were against this policy. Now they're for it. Isn't that amazing? Now, I realized something last night as I'm sitting home crunching numbers, looking at the 2020 results, 2016 results, looking at counties, all this other stuff, looking at the Electoral College. And something hit me last night that I hadn't realized, and I'm not hearing anybody talk about. Trump's path to victory has never been more clear to me. And actually, I feel better about it today than I ever have. So I'll explain why. And I'll explain why no tax on tips is more important than anybody realizes. And of all the issues, this campaign, that actually might be the most important one. And I know that sounds crazy, but I'll explain why. I'll explain why with the big realization that I made last night that I couldn't believe was true until I crunched the numbers.
Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? and still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alex Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
You know what? I'm going to do this right out of the gates because we're going to be loaded today. We got President Trump's press conference coming up. I expect him to go at least an hour. And then I got a guest on today who's been on before. And we're going to go a little bit off the political plantation in the third hour. And I mean, this is just about human history, the secrets of human history, how we're being lied to about human history. A major discovery was recently made about Stonehenge. A discovery that, again, implicates the entire narrative of human history. So kind of a big deal. So we'll go a little bit off the political plantation. So let me just get all the hardcore wonk out of the way. And I told the crew to pull up the interactive map to 270. Yeah, let's not forget about those punks that defecated that just a few months ago in the name of climate change. I'd have buried them neck deep, made them stay there for a couple weeks. So last night, friend of the show, friend of mine, Kenny Webster, says this is Trump's path to victory, and he says it's got to be Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. And I'm like, I respectfully disagree. The Democrats run those states, and so I don't think anything's going to change in Philadelphia, where the Democrats literally block the windows, lock the doors, and make sure nobody can watch whatever shenanigans they're up to inside the polling centers. Remember that? So when they're that aggressive, don't expect anything to change. Democrats run Philadelphia. Democrats run Pennsylvania. I think Trump would win Pennsylvania. He did in 2016. So my opinion, it'll get stolen from Trump. No chance. Same thing in Wisconsin. Same thing in Michigan. Again, they're allowing mail-in ballots in these states. They haven't cleaned up the voter rolls. I can go on and on and on. That's not Trump's path to victory. So let's just say I think the Democrats will, quote unquote, win those states. So go ahead and pull up the interactive map. And I was so confused last night when I'm crunching these numbers and I'm saying, no, this is Trump's path to victory. So go ahead and make Pennsylvania blue, Michigan blue, Wisconsin blue, Minnesota blue, Illinois blue, and just all those other states, just make them all blue. Let's just get this nice and cleaned up. And I was crunching the numbers, looking at Trump's path to victory, and I realized something that blew my mind. I was like, how is this even possible? Trump does not need to win Arizona to win this election. And I'm thinking to myself, how is that even possible? How can the numbers break down that is impossible that he doesn't need to win Arizona? Because you look at what's going on in Arizona, and I'm not confident. Now, what did they do in Maricopa County specifically? What did they do in some of these red counties specifically? They messed up the paper that the ballots were supposed to be printed on. They shut down the polls and had all kinds of tech issues in the red areas so that people went home and didn't vote? Could they possibly do that again? I don't know. We had similar things happen in the midterms. So I just have no faith in Arizona, which is too bad because I was always thinking, oh, well, Trump needs Arizona to win. And then I was crunching the numbers last night and I realized that's not the case. But how is that not the case? It didn't make any sense in my head. And then I realized because of the shakeup in the Electoral College, Democrats fleeing New York and Democrats fleeing California, Florida and Texas carry 4 more Electoral College votes. And so because of that, Trump actually does not need to win Arizona. So for the sake of this argument, and guys, go ahead and put Maine blue, New Jersey blue. I don't know, maybe New Jersey's up for grabs, but I'm not going to assume that. But give one Maine to Trump. Give Maine District 2 to Trump. You have to go down there, split votes, and make that one red. We're going to get this nice and clean for you guys so you see what I'm talking about. Go ahead and make it red. I need the full red here. And then go ahead and make that other district full blue so you can see. And this is actually so crazy when this gets down to it. So because of the 4 Electoral College votes that Florida and Texas carry compared to 2020, Trump does not need to win Arizona to win this election, and I'll explain why. Now, the kicker is he does have to win Georgia. He does have to win Georgia. And guys, just so the numbers are right, make sure you got those main split votes, true red and true blue, so that the numbers on the top add up. Now, this is where some people might disagree with my analysis when it comes to Trump's path to victory. I do not believe Trump's path to victory is going to be Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan. I have no reason to believe that. They stole it, they won. You're not allowed to say they stole it. That's illegal. We'll put you in prison. Democrats won those states, quote unquote, and they've written laws for the mail-in ballots. They don't clean up the voter rolls. They block anybody from poll watching in Philadelphia. So I have no confidence. I have no confidence that Trump has a chance in those states. So you see this on the map. You see, well, it's 270. So how where's Trump's path to victory? Trump's path to victory is Virginia, Georgia, and Nevada. So go ahead and make Arizona blue. Let's just assume Democrats run Arizona. We've seen what's happened the last couple election cycles. All the shenanigans, everything that goes down. Maybe there's a shot. It's definitely a red state, but somehow always goes blue. It's amazing. Virginia, Georgia, and Nevada, that's Trump's path to victory. And here's why. Governor Glenn Youngkin won Virginia. He's a Republican. Governor Glenn Youngkin has shored up the elections by clearing out the voter rolls of dead voters, clearing out the voter rolls of people who have moved out of the states, and clearing out the voter rolls of non-citizens. Folks, that is huge. That is huge. There are tons of communities in Virginia that are just, I mean, whole. It's like they have developmental projects. I don't mean like government projects. I mean like they have like housing development projects, and they're all filled with non-citizens. It's crazy. People who live there know what I'm talking about. He has cleared the voter rolls of all these people. I think Trump can win Virginia. I think Glenn Youngkin and the Republicans have done what is necessary to have a fair, clean election in Virginia. I think Virginia, Trump can win. So go ahead and put Virginia on the board. Now, let's think about Georgia. Georgia is a red state. Is anybody denying this? Well, how do the Democrats win? Well, we figured out how the Democrats win. They triple counted, quadruple counted how many ballots in Atlanta? That's how they won. And then they had the water main break and they pulled out an entire treasure chest of ballots and started counting those when everybody went home from the fake water main break. They're not going to be able to pull that again. They got caught. I don't think they can pull it again. I don't think they can do their triple, quadruple counting ballots in Atlanta. I don't think they can do their fake water main break, shut it down, and then pull out the secret ballots in Atlanta. I don't think they can do it. And I think the Republicans in Georgia are going to be privy to that. I think Trump wins Georgia. And so look at what we have here. It all comes down to Nevada. And if it all comes down to Nevada, what does it really come down to? Kind of comes down to Las Vegas, doesn't it? Now tell me, what is one of the biggest industries, or perhaps better put, what do the majority of people in Las Vegas do for a living? They're in the service sector. They work off tips. $270 if Trump wins Virginia, Georgia, and Nevada. He doesn't have to carry those other states that I think are going to be stolen from him. And he doesn't have to win. All we need is 270. There's Trump's path to victory right there, ladies and gentlemen. All you need is 270 to win. That's it. Now do you see why the Harris campaign stole the no tax on tips policy? Now do you see why Kamala Harris is campaigning on no tax for tips? Now do you see why the Harris campaign is pretending like no tax on tips is their policy? Folks, I think they've all figured it out. I think they've all figured it out. This election could come down to Nevada, more specifically Las Vegas and the people that work there. And no tax on tips could literally decide the 2024 election. I believe that's how tight this is. And I believe the Democrats have realized it. And that's why Kamala Harris is running on no tax on tips. Only to win the Las Vegas vote, only to win the state of Nevada, because the entire election will likely come down to Nevada. And I think they all know it. It makes too much sense. Kamala Harris, the person that literally voted, had the singular vote to decide if they were going to go after people that work off tips. And she voted for it. Now she's campaigning on no tax for tips. Geez, somebody make sense of it. I just did. This entire election could be won or lost with the no tax on tips policy. And they figured it out. And so they ran with it and they stole it from Donald Trump because they know it. Isn't that crazy? Isn't that insane, American politics? Because we sit here, hey, look, the poll numbers show biggest issue, the economy, the border, education, and then abortion. Those are like the main issues. And I guess people consider border, that's kind of like safety and security. But at the end of the day, it's something as simple as no tax on tips. American politics. What an insane process. But I'm telling you right now, the Democrats figured it out, folks. They figured it out. That's why they stole the no tax on tips. Because they know that simple policy, that simple slogan could win Trump the election. So they could not let him have it. They could not let him own it. Now, keep in mind, Trump is friends with the governor of Nevada. So that's how this thing is going to be played out. Who's going to have actual fair elections? Who's not going to count illegal votes? Who's going to let the vote go down as it should and not shut down the polls and the tabulation centers? Or make sure all the Republican districts and red districts machines run out of paper, run out of ink, run out of ballots? But I believe where it all stands right now, this is Trump's path to victory, and I would even think that that's going to be the final result. Oh, and it's going to be insane if that's how it goes down. Going to be absolutely insane. Now, we've got to plow through other news here as we're expecting Trump live in not too long. Kamala Harris' first economic plan proposes price controls to combat inflation. Price controls, how did that work for Venezuela on inflation? Price controls, some people just call that communism. But see, we tend to overreact to anything they say. They don't really have a plan. It's just, they kind of just say whatever feels right in the moment. They say whatever they think people want to hear in the moment. They can change it tomorrow. Biden says Kamala Harris is not going to distance herself from his economic policies. Joe Biden tells reporters Kamala's economic plan is the same as his. So Harris and Biden have a joint rally today where both of them get on the podium and start talking about how bad the economy is. And I'm sitting here watching, listening to this. I'm like, this has got to be one of the most Twilight Zone moments I've ever seen. And I have seen some Twilight Zone moments in my time covering American politics. But this is up there. You have Kamala Harris now joined by Joe Biden today, and they're campaigning against the economy. I can't even fathom how Democrat voters fall for this crap. It's their economy. They're running against themselves. Saying things like, we know the economy's broken. We know prices are too high. We know inflation is too high. Nobody can afford a home. Your car payments. We're running to fix that. We're running to lower prices. We're running to lower the consumer price index. We're running to lower inflation. And you're like sitting here being like, what? You did that. This is your economy. Trump isn't the president. You are. Kamala Harris is virtually an incumbent as the vice president. Total insanity. Total insanity. But then they have to admit, no, Harris's economic plan is Joe Biden's economic plan. And that's just because they have no other answer at this point. Here's Biden saying it in clip 11.
How much does it bother you that Vice President Harris might soon, for political reasons, start to distance herself from your economic
By the way, if you just look at that video, you just put on the screen, Biden is wearing so much makeup, it's insane. And you can still see, he, even though he has the makeup caked onto his face here, you can still see the CPAP mark on his cheek there. And look, I get why people wear makeup that are on camera and TV. I can honestly sit here and tell you I have never put on any makeup ever. And I've been on other shows, other studios where they have a whole makeup team. They're like, hey, you know, you want to touch up here or touch up there? It's like, oh. And I vehemently reject it. I'm kind of rude about it, actually. I think I've scared some makeup girls in the past. But some people wear makeup. Trump wears makeup. Not near as much as Joe Biden. But, I mean, folks, Joe Biden is caked in makeup here. I mean, caked. Caked. You probably would not even recognize, because I've seen some of these ladies on TV without their makeup. You probably would not even recognize most of the women on television without their makeup. You wouldn't even recognize them. They don't even look like the same person. And I'm not insulting. I get it. It's not all of them, but I'm telling you, a lot of these women on TV, you wouldn't even recognize without their makeup. Totally different person. But that is, I got to say, I don't know if I've ever seen a dude with more makeup on his face right there than Joe Biden. I mean, they caked it on. That is just a bad look. Well, here's how Joe Biden wants to deal with MAGA Republicans. This is during the rally now, clip 12.
Let me tell you what our Project 2025 is. Beat the hell out of them. I mean it.
He means it. He means it, guys. Beat the hell out of them. What do you mean exactly, though? He appears to forget Trump's name here, or maybe this was a joke. I don't know. You decide. Clip 13.
The guy we're running against, what's his name? Donald Dump or Donald whatever. They want to get rid of this, what we passed. They're fighting to get rid of what we've just passed. No, I'm serious.
See, he's serious. Is he serious about not knowing Trump's name? I don't know. And it's the Inflation Reduction Act that increases the scrutiny of taxing tips that Kamala Harris voted to affirm, and they say Trump is running against it, even though they're running against it. Amazing stuff, truly. Truly amazing stuff. Joe Biden also, again, I guess it's a joke. I don't know. He said he served in the Senate for 270 years. Kamala Harris is proud of casting the vote that passed the Inflation Reduction Act. Here she is declaring that. Clip 5.
2 years ago, as vice president, I was proud to cast the tie-breaking vote that sent the bill. That gave Medicare the power to negotiate and let it get to the president's desk. And I was proud when our president, Joe Biden, signed that bill into law.
So, folks, I'm telling you, this has probably never been seen before in the history of American politics. But we've never had just outright commies like this. So they're campaigning on lowering medical costs. That was the entire theme of the rally today. Is lowering medical costs. And she's up there bragging about how they lowered medical costs, but they're campaigning on lowering medical costs because they're too high. She's campaigning on no tax for tips and then bragging about being the deciding vote on the bill to tax tips and to hire tens of thousands of IRS agents to scrutinize the service sector that works on tips. They brag about how, why would she deviate from Joe Biden's economic plan? And then they spend 10 minutes today talking about how bad the economy is and how they're going to fix it. It's insane. It is absolutely insane. And those brainwashed minions of the Democrat Party stand up there and cheer and clap like the sea lions at the circus. And this is a circus. This is a clown show.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I would rather be oppressed by the Nazis. Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I would rather just have some Soviet commissar with his boot on my neck and just saying, do what I say or die. And it's just like, ooh, okay, I get this. This is straightforward. Yes, sir. Please don't kill me. I prefer that over whatever this is.
Push for systemic change.
I would choose straightforward, manly oppression over this preschool baby talk.
As white people, we have a lot to learn and unlearn.
Just say you'll kill me. Just do it. Whatever this pathetic, vocal fry, cat lady librarian bullcrap is, I don't like it.
It's for the greater good.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
We got a big announcement at InfoWarsStore.com. All InfoWars MD supplements, a premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Discover the newest line of supplements from InfoWars designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to diverse needs. We've got something for everyone at the InfoWars MD line. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Just look into all the benefits of collagen, folks. If you're not getting any collagen in your system, this is a great way to do so. Ageless Vitality Collagen. Superfood greens. Are you getting the fiber? Are you getting the greens in your life? If you're not eating your vegetables, this is a great way to supplement that. Superfood greens. Mushroom Max. All the great benefits of mushrooms. You might not like eating them. I'm not a big fan of them myself, but you can get it in a capsule. You don't have to worry about the nasty taste or texture and get all the benefits. Mushroom Max, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, Turmeric 95. Man, the benefits of turmeric are just incredible. When I'm not taking turmeric, I genuinely can notice the difference. It's one of those types of supplements where you notice when you're not taking it. And for me, it's kind of the soreness and maybe some inflammation after a workout or if I play basketball for a couple hours the next day. I notice the difference. I notice the difference. And it's kind of sad. It reminds you, you're not going to be young forever, but that's why turmeric is so important. Turmeric 95, 25% off. The prebiotic formula, the prostate support, very important for men. Nerve Renew, Joint Max Relief. That's both of those things are key. And then good night's sleep. You know, if you're having trouble sleeping, a supplement always great for that. Good night's sleep. All of these, the InfoWars MD premium supplement line, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. We appreciate your support there. That's what makes everything we do here possible.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Trigger warning.
This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, we are waiting for Donald Trump to hit the podium for a press conference. And so this will be press conference number 2 for Trump since Kamala Harris was initiated after the coup against Joe Biden. J.D. Vance on the campaign trail today as well. In fact, here's a clip from earlier. He takes a question from a nice, friendly New York Times reporter. And here's how it went, clip 17.
Sir. New York Times, I wanted to ask you about the latest economic news from this morning with inflation now being under 3%, the lowest rate since mid-2021. What is your sort of reaction to that news?
Well, I think the crowd reaction says it all. Look, when they say that inflation is down, they mean from a baseline where groceries are already 30% more expensive than they were when Donald Trump was president. And they're not saying it's coming down. They're just saying it's not going up as fast as it was 3 years ago. That is not a reputation or a record to brag on. That's a record to be ashamed of. Why did it take them so long to get inflation to where it is? And why are prices so high? It's because Kamala Harris failed to do her job. So if they want to go around, and this is, you know, it's funny. Kamala Harris, on the one hand, will say, on day one, we're going to tackle the affordability crisis. And like I said earlier, Kamala Harris has been the vice president for 3.5 years. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, she's in effect been the acting president, because we all know Joe Biden isn't home. So she's been the one controlling government policy for 3.5 years. She says she wants to tackle the affordability crisis on day one. And then on the other hand, she'll say, well, we've already got inflation under control. Well, which is it, Kamala? Which is it? The simple truth is American credit card debt is getting higher. Americans are finding the basic necessities of middle class life less affordable. Americans are becoming, especially young people, are becoming paupers in their own country. If we don't do better, our young generation, they're not going to own anything. They're not going to have anything. They're going to be renters in the country that their parents and grandparents built. Inflation is a disaster. Kamala Harris does not have a leg to stand on.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is about as perfect of a response as you can have. And, I mean, that's home run messaging right there. There is not a single American that does not understand what he just said. Not a single American. I mean, it's like if I'm breaking this down like a teacher, I'd say, okay, how was your initial response? How was the then middle of the response, the meat of the response, and then how was the close? A plus. Everything perfect. There's not a single American that would hear that and not understand what he just said. He didn't have to cackle. He didn't have to look around and do some fake forced smile and wave at the crowd and cue some applause sign. Didn't have to change the way he talks. That's about as good as it gets right there. Karine Jean-Pierre now being forced to answer similar questions. Because they can't have it both ways. They can't run on the bad economy saying they're going to fix it, but then take credit for the greatest economy ever, which is what they're doing right now. Here's Karine Jean-Pierre trying to figure out how to answer that during a press conference, clip 10.
When did you guys learn that Vice President Harris wants to distance herself from Bidenomics?
Why do you think that?
Axios is now reporting that she is hoping to distance herself from President Biden's unpopularity on the economy. Can you blame her?
Do you know this is the Biden-Harris administration? Are you aware that this is the Biden-Harris administration? And she is indeed the vice president.
But if that's the point. Policies on the economy were working, or if they were popular, wouldn't he still be the candidate?
You literally just had the chair of the CEA here who laid out a pretty robust point by point about the economy and what has happened under the Biden-Harris administration. And I thought it was pretty convincing. Look, as far as anything that the vice president wants to do, or as she's talking about her policy that's campaign related, you would have to speak to her. One thing that I know for sure. That this president, this vice president are fighting very hard to make sure that the middle class is stronger.
They're fighters.
They wanted to make sure that we're working to cut taxes for the middle class, for working people, slashing cost for working families, as you have seen them do over and over again. This is something that we believe in. You heard Jared talk about announcements this week about lowering cost, and that is something that they believe in. And the contrast could not be more stark between, if anything, the contrast is between what Republicans want to do, MAGAnomics. You're talking about Bidenomics. MAGAnomics, supercharge inflation. That's what they want to do. Raise taxes on the middle class by thousands of dollars. Send tax cuts through the roof. Protect corporate price gouging. Cut Social Security. Cost millions their health care. And heap tax giveaways on billionaires and big corporations. That's the division there. That's where there's really night and day.
Wow. Did you actually catch the one thing she just said back to back? She said Trump wants to raise taxes, and then she literally said Trump wants to have the biggest tax cuts. She said that back to back. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. And look, you know, I hope that you find this broadcast worth your time. I want to make this worth your time. I want to make this worth the crew's time so that you can feel confident or you can feel proud to share this transmission and tell your friends and your family, if you want to know the truth, tune in right here. Because here's what I learned more than 10 years ago when I decided to switch from sports to politics. Here's what I learned. The mainstream media, the cable news media, the news networks, they're lying to you. Do you want to know the truth? You tune in right here. You go to band.video. You go to infowars.com/show. You go to our Rumble channel. I want to make it so that you're confident and proud to share the links to our live shows because we're telling the truth and we're making things make sense to the American people with 82 days till the presidential election. I mean, folks, that is complete garbage. See, here's what it comes down to. If you're an incumbent, which, again, for all intents and purposes, Kamala Harris is an incumbent. She's the vice president. When you're an incumbent in a situation like this, you're running on your success. You're running on the success of your administration. You're running on the success of your policies. That's not what's happening here. They're running against the lack of success. Harris isn't campaigning on the successes of her border policy. She's campaigning on the disaster. She's campaigning. She's juxtaposing herself against the disaster of her own border policies. Harris is not campaigning on the success of their economic policies. She's not campaigning on the success that it's had for the American consumer, the American taxpayer. She's running against it, saying she's going to fix it. I'm telling you, never before in American history have you seen this phenomenon. Never before in American history have you seen a campaign running against itself. Have you seen an incumbent running against their own disasters instead of running on their own successes? That's what we're witnessing here.
I hate to use this analogy, but truth is the way to go, so I'll just use it. I remember growing up with all four of my grandparents. And first my dad's dad died, and then his mother died, and then my mother's father died, and my mother's mother died. And they were all amazing, and you think they're always going to be there. But one day they're dead. Well, it's the same thing with InfoWars. We've barely survived in the last few years, like right up to millimeters. And people then go, well, you're still on air. You must be invincible. We were shot up. The operation's bleeding to death. And that's okay. We've done our mission, and we're going to continue on even if this operation's shut down. But that said, I don't want to prove to you by not going 100% and us shutting down that I wasn't BSing about this. We are very, very, very close to being shut down. And literally, the final products we have come in at InfoWarsStore.com could be the last time you get them. Now, there's a lot of stuff that goes into this, a lot of strategy. There's a good chance, 50-50, we can stay on air. But if we don't get funding, we will shut down. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get amazing products. Now, these three have been bestsellers. And these are the last runs of them unless we get a deal done in the next few months. So we have Vitamin Mineral Fusion. We have the Vitamin C with zinc and the rose hips that's so incredible. And we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, all discounted. But this could easily be the final run. So I need your support, plus they're great products. Get it today at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, get a book, get a film, get a t-shirt, whatever you do, share the article, share the videos, and pray for the broadcast. You've kept us on air this long, and I'm very thankful to all of you. But we are now at go moment here with this election, everything going on. We need your support now. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and support us in this critical time. Obviously, silver's doing way better than gold in growth, and it's way undervalued. That's a fact. Why then are the central banks mainly hoarding gold?
Well, because there's simply not enough silver, right? It's like if you've got central banks that start allocating into silver when it's $30 an ounce and they want to have it be part of their reserves, it's like, okay, there's not enough silver in the world to do that, right? So they have to do gold because it's $2,400 an ounce, not $30 an ounce. Right, so this is why
they've
central
got so many quadrillions of fake money. There's not there's too much fiat to even buy the silver, which I would say then means silver still will always be the thing that grows the most.
Oh, so silver historically the numbers prove out that when gold is in a bull market, which it is, we're near all time highs. Silver does better than gold, so silver grows faster, and there's a reason why. Silver and gold both act as barometers to government distrust, right? It's the worse things get, the better financial metals do. They're a flight for safety. But what silver has that gold doesn't is it's a manufacturing metal. It's used in industry. So in aerospace, in defense, in electronics, in solar power, electric vehicles, all of that. The demand for silver is through the roof, Alex, and we're just taking advantage of that. And imagine what silver will do with Trump being president, somebody who actually grows the economy rather than having a stagnant economy. The industrial need for silver is absolutely going to explode.
Now, you're right. Silver is the closest thing to a silver bullet. That's why they call it a silver bullet. People should go to kpm.com/gold right now and get silver now. We'll be right back.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, Trump making his way to the podium now for a press conference from Trump National, Bedminster, New Jersey. Let's go live.
Coming to the podium for his news conference.
Thank you, everybody. Nice to see you. We have a lot of interesting things to talk about, and we have some very specific things. So we'll take our time. We have plenty of time. I think you have plenty of time. I hope you like the weather. It's very nice. Nice place. Nice location. And I do thank you for being here. And we don't have very much heat. So I'd say it's perfect weather for this. The rain is not imminent based on the fact that there are no clouds. So it's really nice. It's really nice. And let's go over some big facts and some very substantial.
Mr. Trump, what did you shoot today?
About
we saw you
we
playing golf.
The liberals were so angry he played golf earlier today at his club.
Because of the way it's been run for the last 3.5 years. We're a failing nation. People are coming into our country by the millions and millions and millions. We have no idea who they are, where they come from. But we're also a failing economy. Kamala Harris is a radical California liberal who broke the economy, broke the border, and broke the world, frankly. Very destructive to the entire world because as we go, oftentimes the world goes. She destroys everything she touches. And if she wins, your finances and your country will never recover. You're never going to recover. A radical left person wants to put price controls all over the place, which will end up driving up your prices, not down your prices. Harris has just declared that tackling inflation will be a day one priority for her. It's going to be day one. But day one, really, for Kamala was 3.5 years ago. Where has she been? And why hasn't she done it? Why hasn't she done it? I hear her complaining all the time. She was the border czar, but she didn't do anything. It's the worst border czar in history. There's never been a border czar so bad. She's been unbelievable in terms of her badness to some of our allies, some of our great allies. You know who I'm talking about. Here is the record of economic calamity that Kamala is desperate for voters to ignore. She cast a tie-breaking votes that caused record inflation. She cast the votes. She's trying to blame Biden, as you know. So it was Biden, but I'm going to do a better job. But it was her. And if she wants to do a better job, she's still got 5 months left, right? But she can't do a better job because she doesn't know how to. And she's of a place in life where she wouldn't know what a better job is. Going to destroy our country. And as a result of Kamala's inflation price hikes, they've cost a typical household a total of $28,000. These are numbers coming from government. They're not coming from me. $28,000 she's cost the typical household. Kamala's inflation nightmare continues to cost the average American family $1,100 every single month. $1,100. Again, government numbers. You're paying $148 more a month on food. It's every month. Average family, because Kamala and her ideas, and Joe Biden too, I mentioned him, but he's sort of gonzo. It all started with the debate. I should have been a little bit easier. Somebody said, your debate performance was horrible. I said, why? Because you forced him out of government. But I believe she'll be just as bad. I believe she's maybe in many ways going to be worse because he wasn't really a radical left, but she is. She's real. He wasn't real. So I think she's going to be in many ways easier to beat than Joe Biden. What they did to him was disgraceful, by the way. And it really is a threat to democracy. It was a coup by people that wanted him out. And they didn't do the way, not the way they're supposed to do it. $129 more on energy and $241 more. This is all per month on rent. So you have that, $148, $129, $241, and then many other increases. You add it all up. It's thousands and thousands of dollars that she and he have cost people. The cost of a typical monthly mortgage has doubled since I left office, and that number was about 3 months old from government, and now it's tripled. We had mortgage rates at around 2%, close to 2%, and they're now at 10%, and you can't get a mortgage. So that means it's a lot higher than 10%. I guess it is whatever they want to give over the money, and that's a lot more than 10%. So when you think about double, they've actually quadrupled or more than that. Think of that, quadrupled, which really kills the American dream for young people. Young people are being devastated by what they've done to our country. Grocery prices have skyrocketed. Cereals are up 26%. Bread is up 24%. Butter is up 37%. Baby formula is up 30%. Flour is up 38%. And eggs are up 46%. And many items are up at much higher rates than that. Now Kamala is reportedly proposing communist price controls. She wants price controls. And if they worked, I'd go along with it, too. But they don't work. They actually have the exact opposite impact and effect. But it leads to food shortages, rationing, hunger, dramatically more inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act, by the way, was a disaster. It's what caused the inflation. Their Inflation Reduction Act was a con job. They actually admitted that it wasn't really for inflation that they did it. They don't know why they did it, but they named it the Inflation Reduction Act, which was a very nice name. Got approved based on that. Unfortunately, people didn't understand it. I understood it. I said that's going to cause tremendous inflation, and it did, among other things like energy. She's running on the Maduro plan. We call it the Maduro plan, like something straight out of Venezuela or the Soviet Union. This announcement is an admission that her economic policies have totally failed and caused really a catastrophe for our country, and beyond that, a catastrophe in the world. A little bit unrelated, but not totally unrelated. We have wars breaking out in the Middle East. We have the horrible war going on with Ukraine and Russia. All these things would have never happened if I was president. Would have never, ever happened. And they didn't happen. Since Harris took office, car insurance is up 55%, and they just announced it's going to be substantially higher than that within the next week. They expect big increases in car insurance. It's out of control, and insurance generally. Thanks to Kamala's war on American energy, electricity prices are up 32%. Gasoline prices are up 50% and going higher. Meanwhile, real incomes are down by over $2,000 a year. So the incomes for people are down $2,000 on average a year, government numbers. The typical American has seen a 4% pay cut under Kamala and Biden. Crooked Joe Biden. Credit card debt has exploded by 50% under Harris to a record high. It's now at a record high. It's never been anywhere close. Since March, and by the way, people are going to have to start paying that, and it's not going to be a pretty sight for the next period of time. It could be a substantial time. Since March of 2022, the average middle class household has lost $33,000 in wealth. How about that? $33,000. That's average. In July alone, 350,000 people were added to the unemployment rolls. It's a lot of people. 350,000 people added to the unemployment rolls. And think of that. That's in 1 month. That's in July. Virtually 100% of the net job creation in the last year has gone to migrants. You know that? Most of the job creation has gone to migrants. In fact, I've heard that substantially more than beyond the number of 100%. It's a much higher number than that, but the government hasn't caught up with that yet. But virtually right now, as of the time they did this, virtually 100% of the net job creation in the last year has gone to migrants. Harris gave work permits and Social Security numbers to more than 3 million illegal immigrants to steal jobs from Americans. So think of that. And, you know, they're having a lot of problems with Social Security. I'm going to be the one to save Social Security, but they're having a lot of problems with Social Security because under their system of putting all of these people into it, it's going to blow up and fail. If she's elected, Social Security will fail. It'll be a blow up like you've never seen before. It'll be a bankruptcy of the entire system, probably the nation itself. You don't have to imagine what a Kamala Harris presidency would be, because you're living through that nightmare right now, and it is a nightmare. It's a nightmare. And you're going to stop inflation, but we're going to have a crash, and we're going to have a crash like a 1929 crash if she gets in. You saw a gentleman yesterday who got up, one of the top analysts in the world, frankly, and said that if Trump isn't elected, he predicts, and he's predicting you have a stock market crash like 1929. He also said the only time.
All right, we're going to pause it here so that you don't miss a moment. So we'll pause it. We'll take this break, short break here, second short break, then long segment, but we'll make sure you don't miss a thing. We'll pause it when we're in the breaks.
I'm in a paradox or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. And if they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc that's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us to keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamineral Fusion. Now, on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.